Martyrdom of the Tenth Imam. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Hello, dear friends, and our heartfelt condolences to you all on a very doleful day. Today is the third of the month of Rajab, on which the Holy Prophet of Islam's tenth infallible heir was poisoned to martyrdom in the Iraqi city of Samarra by the usurper Abbasid regime. He was Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi, peace be upon him, who was the source of blessing for the seekers of truth. Stay with us for a special feature. Whoever expects to encounter Allah should know that Allah's appointed time will indeed come, and He is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. That was Ayah 5 of Surah Ankabut of the Holy Quran that you just heard, and in which the word meet or meeting gives the feeling of close proximity to God, who, however, is far glorious to have any shape, form, and place, all three of which signify limits and restrictions, and thus against the nature of the source of all creation. In view of these facts, whoever strives on the path of virtue, prays, fasts, abstains from undesirable things, acts and sights, definitely feels proximity with the Lord Most High. But the first and foremost condition for this proximity, or meeting, is faith. In other words, it is faith based on firm conviction and in accordance with what has been said about the omnipresent Lord by His last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Here is an interesting hadith from the Holy Prophet on meeting with the Lord, of course not physical, and the conditions stipulated for any such proximity. It reads, "He who likes to meet Allah on the day of resurrection, safe, purified, and without fearing the great horror, let him follow you, O Ali, and follow your two sons, Hassan and Hussein, and your grandsons, Ali ibn Hussein, Muhammad ibn Ali, Ja'far ibn Muhammad, Musa ibn Ja'far, Ali ibn Musa, Muhammad ibn Ali, Ali ibn Muhammad, Hassan ibn Ali, and Al-Mahdi, the last of them." Hadith is lengthy and elaborates on the benefits of love, affection, and obedience for the commander of the faithful Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, whom the Prophet, on the express orders of God Almighty, had proclaimed as his vicegerent on the 18th of Zilhijjah at Qadir Khum, while returning from his farewell Hajj pilgrimage. The important point to note is that the Holy Prophet clearly specified by name the successors of his divinely designated successor, since he knew that a group of his disobedient companions would usurp the political right of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, and deprive the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, of the Caliphate, which would become the prerogative of the unprincipled, the immoral, the unjust, and the ungodly. No wonder the narrator of this wonderful hadith from the Holy Prophet that emphasizes the chain of authority in Islam is a member of this elite group itself. He is Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi, peace be upon him, the Holy Prophet's 10th infallible successor, whose martyrdom anniversary we commemorate tomorrow, on Friday, the 3rd of the sacred month of Rajab. This representative of the blessed event at Qadir Khum was a victim of a person who traced his questionable political rule to the scandalous gathering of Saqifa Bani Sa'ida in Medina, no sooner the Holy Prophet had left the mortal world. Since he was the Prophet's legitimate heir and one of the 12 persons whose obedience ensures proximity and meeting with Almighty Allah, the Caliph placed him under house arrest so that Muslims would be deprived of the chance to meet him and subsequently be deprived of proximity to God. Nonetheless, despite the restrictions placed upon him, the 10th Imam continued his enlightening task, and whenever opportunity came his way, he expounded to the Ummah the genuine teachings of his illustrious ancestor, the Holy Prophet, such as the above-mentioned hadith. Thus, to make sure that people will always have access to the chosen of God, long after the disgraceful institution called the Caliphate vanishes from the scene, Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi, peace be upon him, bequeathed gems of guidance for the faithful concerning his grandson, the promised saviour of humanity, Imam Mahdi. May God hasten his reappearance. Imam Hadi, peace be upon him, said, "During the qaybah or occultation of your qa'im, that is the 12th Imam, a group of ulama will call people to believe in his imamate and defend his creed by citing proofs revealed by Allah so that they might save the weak-minded from either the deceptions of Satan and his hordes or the deceptions of the Nabar Seb, that is, the enemies of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. In the absence of such ulama, everyone would have strayed away from the religion decreed by Allah. Thus, as the pilot holds the rudder of the ship, these ulama will hold firmly onto the hearts of the Shiites, steadfast adherents of the Prophet's household, preventing them from straying. Such ulama are the most excellent in the sight of Allah the Exalted." Imam Hadi, peace be upon him, whose imamate could be roughly divided in two equal parts, about 17 years in Medina and 17 years in Samarra, where he was placed under virtual house arrest by the Abbasid regime, shouldered the crucial task of grooming Muslims for the eventual start of the qaybah or occultation of his yet-to-be-born grandson, the 12th Imam, who will rise as Mahdi al-Qa'im, may God hasten his reappearance, to cleanse the world of all vestiges of corruption and oppression by establishing a global government of peace, prosperity and justice. In view of the guidance of posterity, the 10th Imam groomed a great many ulama, or religious scholars, who through a solid chain of succession have kept alive the aspirations of the faithful until this day, over a millennium and almost two centuries later. At the same time, in that politically volatile period, when uprisings frequently rocked Abbasid rule from Khorasan in the north in the east to North Africa in the west, mostly by descendants of the Holy Prophet, other than the infallible imams, he strengthened the foolproof system of wakala or representation in the furthest parts of the realm to keep in constant contact with the faithful without detection by the regime. All this he did for the sake of facilitating the path of the faithful for the meeting or proximity with Allah. Perhaps one of the most wonderful intellectual and scientific traditions transmitted from the 10th Imam, Imam Ali al-Naghi al-Hadi, peace be upon him, is the letter that he sent to the people of Ahwaz in Iran, in which he refuted the concept of compulsion that the Asharite school adopted and spread, claiming that human beings are compelled into actions and have no will or option. In contrast to compulsion, the Imam also refuted the concept of free will that the Mu'tazilite believed in. After refuting those two concepts, Imam Ali al-Naghi al-Hadi, peace be upon him, proved with irrefutable scientific proofs the concept of the matter between the two matters of compulsion and free will, as taught by the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. Here are some excerpts from the epistle of Imam Ali al-Naghi al-Hadi, peace be upon him, to the people of Ahwaz in southern Iran. Your letter came to me and I understood what you mentioned of your disagreement in your religion, your plunging in the matter of faith, the belief of some of you in compulsion and others in free will, and the disagreement, separation and enmity among you because of that. The Ummah agrees unanimously with no disagreement that the Holy Quran is the truth that has no doubt in it for Muslims of all sects. The Holy Quran is the truth and there is no difference between them, Muslims, in its revelation and truthfulness. So when the Holy Quran testifies the truthfulness of some news, but a group of the Ummah denies it, they have actually deemed themselves as outcasts from the Muslim Ummah. In other words, the Imam meant to say that Muslims must refer to the Holy Quran, to which falsehood shall not come from any direction. The Quran is the truth, and that which contradicts it is falsehood. Whoever believes this falsehood will be out of Islam. The Imam added, "The first news that is proved, witnessed, and confirmed by the book is the saying of the Messenger of Allah. I leave you the Saqalain, or two weighty things, that is, the Book of Allah and my household, the Ahlul Bayt. You shall not go stray as long as you hold fast unto them. They shall not separate even when they shall come to me at the fountain of Kothar in Paradise." We found the evidences of this hadith in the Book of Allah, where Allah said, "Only Allah is your guardian and his messenger and those who believe, those who keep up prayers and pay the poor rate, while they bow, and whoever takes Allah and his messenger and those who believe for a guardian, they surely, the party of Allah or Hezbollah shall be triumphant." All Muslim sects have narrated traditions of this ayah, ayah 55 of Surah Al-Ma'idah in the Holy Quran. It was revealed when Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, had given his ring as charity while he was bowing in prayer, and Allah praised him for that and revealed this verse. We found the hadith of the Messenger of Allah saying, "Whoever I was, his guardian, Ali is to be his guardian." And addressing Imam Ali, "You are to me as was Aaron to Moses, but there will be no prophet after me." And Ali repays my debts, carries out my promises, and he is my caliph over you after me. The tradition clearly indicated the caliphate of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, after the mission of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, and that there was no one worthier of the Prophet than Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the pioneer of intellectual and civilizational development on earth. Thus, on the basis of these undeniable facts, Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi, peace be upon him, refuted the ideas of both groups, whether those claiming compulsion or those claiming free will. Thus, through debates and rational explanation of the Holy Quran and the genuine hadith of the Holy Prophet, the 10th Imam enlightened many of the Muslims and saved them from disbelief. We once again offer our sincere condolences to all on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi, peace be upon him. We'll be right back.